Insbesondere Sail of St. Chelan, that was cruel murder were done by the cowardly English forces who had our country overrun. It was by bribery and treachery that those heroes were betrayed, just as our Saviour on Mount Calvary unto his cross was nailed. There were six valiant heroes that their enemies cannot deny, for while their ammunition lasted, their bullets they did not fly. The blackened towns like swine did roar as daily in their gore. Their general says that they are such mares that they must be trained by boar. Young Rin said to his comrades, "Now save your lives if you can, for I have but this empty gun. To run it is our plan." But he grasped his rifle in his hand and his scorn for to yield. He says, "I'll die for my native land with Sinn Féin for my shield." Young Baxter being a cabin man, his valour I can't define, but to sacrifice his life for his native land, the whole family is inclined. He has a brother in Mountjoy and another on the run, and when those hounds came to their door, Mrs. Baxter grasped her gun, and she said, "You cowardly English dogs, don't think I'm going to yield, for there is not one of the blackened towns would game with me to take the field." His loving mother, Mrs. Baxter, went for his young remains, and to those cowardly English dogs she had to make her claims. And on the streets of Carrick she proudly did explain, "I'm proud he died for his native land beneath the banner of Sinn Féin. I'm proud he died for his native land sooner than in slavery to remain." But the day of their funeral, it was a very sad sight to see the young volunteers carrying them on their shoulders in spite of the blackened hands. Now, that's about all that's to be had of that.
That's quite good, Charlie. Do you know who wrote it?
What?
Do you know who wrote it?
I knew the man that composed it.
Yeah.
Hugh McGrail.
Yeah. Was he from around here?
Get up on the mountain, just about... Well, it might be 2 miles from here, a hair or two, a mile and a half.
Yeah.
Up on the mountain, Gary Flock Mountain.
Yeah. And was he...
And he went to Clare School and was taught by Mrs. Eshlin. And he could talk to anybody. Now, of course, it's not... I don't know what...